We're holding in Simon Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Tes. Kesha Oikrim, Kohanim Ragleim, Lalas Aduchen. As they are Oikr, to go up to the Duchen, so they say, Oimrim. We'll go back to the Hagor for a second. So you say, Yerotzim Ofanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shetei Brachosu, Shetei Vissonu, Lavorech Es Amcho, Yisob Brocha Shlemo, Lahibo Mikshol, Lavoven Meato Be'adamah. So the Kohanim Adabim, that the Brocha should not be, they should be able to say the Brocha properly. The Brocha should be allow them to say it properly. Now, when do you say this Tzvilah? So the Shulchan Aruch says you say it as your Oikar Raglov. Says the Kohen is going up to the Duchen where he says it. Comes the Ramah, says in the parentheses, Rashi Batosis Varan, Kosta de Loyermer, so out under the thing at table. The Kohen Kosta for Base Yosef. So interestingly enough, even though the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Gemara, and the Gemara says the Erker Raglov. But the Mefarshim and the Pates and the Beis Yosef himself agrees with them, but still he quotes Lashon the Gemara. So Pashas, he's learning that they're not arguing, that he's just coming to quote Lashon the Gemara, and they're explaining that's what it meant. And this tefillah is said to finish off when the tzibur says amen. So the main that they're going to say, and that will go on the bakasha of the kahanim as well. Okay. So the mishaburus of cutting the amid, I'll do the thing at table. So they don't say it as they're walking up, but rather they say it. They finish Moedin. They're ready at the up by the Duchen. They say Moedin. Then they say the Hirotzen, which and that's how the Kohanim do it. Okay. It's an interesting question. Let's say Kohen comes late to the minyan. He's holding behind. He's holding a berachos kriyas. He's holding a sukkah zimra. So he's other the duchen. The question is, does he say the sihirotzen? So the hakara that he brings over here from Shlomo Zalman is they do not say the hirotzen. Or the Rebbeinu Shalalom that they say afterwards. Just the actual Birchus Kahanim, the Bracha, and the actual Birchus Kahanim, that's all they say. So, Ashikwa Main. So, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is until the Main is finished. So, that's Lav Dafka, Mishabur says. The point is not that the Kohen continues to say until people finish saying Amen, but rather we want them to say the Amen to this Bakasha. And how do we do that? The Shliach Tzibur finishes the Chodnum al Lahoidos, Keshiyan will call Amen al Shteyan. So they finish at the same time, so the Amen of the Tzibur is going on both as well. Okay. And the Kohen will say Amen on the bracha of the Torah Shimcha. Okay. Fine. Yud. I'm the Meduchen. So the Kohanim are standing by the Duchen. Pneim klapi ahechol, v'achareim klapi om. So they start out facing towards the Oren Kodesh, with their backs to the people. But it's the same klum in the Sech kapeim. They keep their hands bent, closed, bald, I guess bald would be the right word for it, until the Shnei Tzibur finishes the Bracha Moedim. So then somebody in the Tzibur will announce the word Kahanim. Now I'm skipping the Hagor for a second, just the flow should make sense. Then they turn back to face to the people. But v'moechad eno karei lo yelo v'mayatzim achzapon. If it's only one person, so that they do not announce kahanim, the kohen on his own starts the process of the process of turning around. Now, the way the Shechzibra says it, where the Shulchan Aruch says it, it sounds like they're machshapanov, and that the there is. And then they're going to say the next simple say that they're going to say the bracha of Asher Ketam Mikdushas Shalaret. So it sounds like Losh Al Mechaber that they would actually say turn around first and then say the. So we'll see in the Mishabura that the Shulchan Aruch sheet is they turn around first and then make the bracha of Asher Ketam Mikdushas Shalaret. The Shulchan Aruch said all around they make the bracha and then turn around, and we do a pshara, we do a little bit of both. Or a little bit neither, however you want to say it. But we were trying to combine both of them. Okay. We'll see and we get to Mishur about that. Now, so the Ramah, let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, according to Shulchan Aruch, all they do is they say the word Kahanim. In the case that there's they're duchening, they don't. The chazit does not say the paragraph Elokeinu Elokei Avosenu Baruch Hashem Baruch Hamashiach Lashes. Rather, he just says the word Kahanim, and that's it. Yisharim Yisharim Maseb Elachas Amilas Kahanim. Some say no, that the chazit does say it. He says it quietly, and he gets to the word Kahanim. He says it out loud. Because the Rambam Am Kedushah Kamor Belachas, Chayin Noegim Beminin Seilu. And so the Sheikh Sibra does say the words Am Kedosh Shech Komor according to this minute. So the Mishabur of Kat Lama Bay. So it's the same Kavim. So it means that there's no din of, they don't have to spread their hands yet. They keep them, you know, regular. Mehem Shnayim. If there's two Kohanim, the Tziv Amor Lehem say to them plural. Then Alor Mishn Lekanim Shemur Chos Yisrael. Lehem Mashal Shnayim. So the luck is. A, we have to say, we have to tell them to do this, and B, it should be to them, it should be to two people. That's why we announce Kahanim when there are two Kahanim. Okay. Sheikh Zibber says Kahanim. The Choshev Hefzik Betvila Kemoy. The Choshev Hefzik Masha Sheikh Zibber Makro Lamila Bemila. The Talmud Sheikh Sis Kabayim Tzarech Tefilu. So now when the Chazan is saying the word Kahanim, or he's saying Yemorechacha, all these words, etc. Why is that considered an interruption of the Sheikh Zibber's Chazaras Hatefilu? So the answer is that Chazal were conveyed that Berachos Kahanim is said as part of the Tefilu, and therefore it's considered. A tzarech of the tefillah, so therefore it's not considered a hefzik. Okay. Flip it around. So the Chazar Masakan has to be said as part of the tefillah, and mainly we need somebody to tell the kahanim. We have to mark it to them, like we see later on. If the Chazan forgot, the kahanim, whatever reason, didn't, you know, stop him, and he finishes the bracha of Sim Shalom, it's done. And we're only to Bash Shalom, and that's it. The kahanim don't do it. The Chazar Kabeya, then the Rabbanan. Means even though the mitzvah of the raisa to do duchen, chazar kavayim rabbanon has to be done in terchat tefillah, and they have a kach lachar davar min atar b'shev al tasa. In this circumstance, I'm sorry, we're not going to do brachas kahana. Okay, lo yirma lo kevah lo kevah sinu lama v'hei. That tefillah was said when the kohanim are not duchening. So what is the Sheikh Zibra saying? This request, why would he say that? The kohanim are duchening. But the remorse is not the minute that the minute is to say it. The chazan says it quietly. He says the word kohanim out loud. Because of Am Kedoshech Kamor quietly. Hano Sheikh Zibra. The Sheikh Zibra says it quietly. But Mashanah Yevayz Mekayim is Kohanim Armim Am Kedoshech Toast. Some place in the minute was the kohanim will respond Am Kedoshech Kamor. That's incorrect. The chazan says it. Some places the Zibra says it also. Which Pasha, there's no makor for that. It's part of the bakasha of the Berkeinu Babrocha.
So you're saying it's wrong if the arms
do it? I said it's wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. You know,
there's no reason.
There's no reason to have to do it. There is such a minute. I don't know if it's exactly, you know. Mishnah Berurah doesn't even mention it. He just mentions the condom. I mean, I think it says, some of the Siddurim says, like, that was this, the. That's Khan, you know? Congregation? Khan? Okay. Masir and Panea. So now the Shulchan Aruch learns that the Kahanim turn around before they say the bracha of Asher Kiddushonu B'Kedushas Hashalaru. So first of all, why do we have to be Mechazer Paneim? The Finim of Gemara Shem Rechaz Kadam Sarach Liyos Panim Upon Kanei Upon. The Moral tells that it has to be that the Kahanim one shot of Moral Lehem is that the Kahanim are saying to Klal Yisrael, so they have to be saying, and there, that is Panim Kanei Upon. Okay. So let's say you have a situation where the Oren is on the north side. The Chazan is facing east, which, you know, we discussed already a little bit once, that they know that which we face towards the Oren is not the Ikira. Ikira Din is we should face the Mizrach. That which we face towards the Oren is questionable, but that's the Maisa many places. But let's say you had a Shul, didn't do that. They dive in the east, facing east, even though the Oren is in the north. But so the Kahanim onion thing I hate but soften the flame of Durham clappy. So in that situation, but the Kahanim duchen in front of the arm. So you have the Kahanim facing this way and they're facing that way, and that's they're standing over there. So they're not facing towards the Kahanim.
The bottom line is though, the way
the So what should happen is that everybody will shift and everybody in the face east, not towards the Oren, which they daven. They daven Shanes in that direction anyway. In his shul, and they'll stand on the east and face towards the Tzibur. Okay. So Mishmur does not give a. He brings the Magen Rambam, says the first shot, the Pichodesh, the Pimgodim say another shot. He doesn't make any hakra. Nowadays it's very uncommon this case, because usually we put the people diving towards the Oren. Shekhanim and Asanim Zazer. Phil Nodger Hanoa Zemizer. The Kahanim did not get along with each other. Or that they made a Mudr Hanoa from each other. The term Malas Biyaka, they can go to them together. Okay. The Kahan is right to give duchen twice. So if you don't, so they go together. Now the point over here being, one kayan is a mitzvah derabanan, two kayan is a mitzvah deraisa. So it comes out by the kayan number two, X going up with kayan Y, they facilitate each other getting a mitzvah deraisa. So they're being mahan each other. The answer is mitzvah bahanas that do the tzakatana rahanoa. They were going to the isra of being mutter rahanoa. Okay, our kayan shatzibur sarenoi soy, or who sarenoi shatzibur, sakano the kayan misa kapo. Okay, so that's a Zoyer. If he cannot remove the sin in his heart, he better step out. We add the word be'ahava, it has to be done with love.
Okay. Old Seymour or certain members?
it's actually a problem, even if it's individual members.
Where you see that in the words, it's just that supersonas and they all, and he says it's the whole, it sounded to me like it's the whole group, it's like everybody. Why he lives there, I don't know. But that's how it sounded. Am I reading it wrong?
No, you don't read it. If you look at them in the Zohar, which it's from, I think it says it's.
Even if he doesn't like one person.
Regarding his small sukkah, stronger than Dothan Lake. I get along with somebody. Strongly, that'll be a problem.
May a person.
Okay, Bimu Echod. Now, so this is the question. I think we raise the question. Do you say Kohanim when there's a Kohen which is an adult and a Kohen which is a Kotan? Bimu Echod, you don't say Kohanim. You don't denounce Kohanim. Zot Mishabru, I feel me Yechimo Oyd Echod, Kotan, Pachas and Ben Yigim Moshana, Gam Kanen Okur, Kohanim. Okay. Kichodesh Mefakbek Bezeh. So what's the issue? In other words, the point of saying Kohanim is because this is a Mor Lehem, because they're the ones that the Torah gave them to say. That's only true if they're both Gedolim. So there's only one who's a Gadol. So again, the mitzvah is only on one person. There's only one Kohen who's so there's no din of a Mor Lehem say to them. There's no them. I'm telling you, to Kohanim, you have a chiyuv now to give us duchen for us, to give us Birchus Kohanim. No, you don't. Not both of you. So that's where the Mabit comes from. The Pichot says the Maisa, you're saying to two people, so that's sufficient.
The Rif's opinion is
Fine. The issue of the Mio, the female, Zotim Shibur like this. In the minute of the Shulchan Aruch, they did not say Elokeinu Elokeinu, they said Rissa Kohanim. So we have this Machlok. Zotim Shibur, but the female again. He's saying a paragraph. So in that paragraph, there's no reason why he can't say the saying the paragraph.
Okay.
So in Eretz Israel, which they so now, if the concern over here is on the tzad, there's no din of saying kahanim, it's a hefsik. So that which they do in Eretz Israel, somebody else calls it kahanim. So there's no reason why they can't call it kahanim. The same argument that Shabur is saying is not considered a hefsik. So similarly, if an individual on the side says kahanim, he should be able to do it.
Even if there's one
in a cult.
Just one period.
No, then you don't.
Doesn't the same thing apply? It's not a hefsek, it's the same words anyway.
Yeah, but there's no din of saying kahanim. The whole din of a Mor Lehem wasn't said in that situation. There's no two. Over here, at least there is a Lehem that you're talking to. Okay. My time comes to the rabbi. The feel of that kain cotton rock kain echad gadol. I mean, my armor shots with kolrom kahanim ain't leager boy. They ain't shum hefsek. So the situation where the shots, he's saying the parakim elokeinu elokeinu saying either. Anyway, so he's not supposed to say kahanim out loud in that situation. He did. Okay. No. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch says, so he turns around. Masapono, when I say kapayim and borakam came with tila, all we have then a mechuyav lalus. If there's only one koyin, so he turns around on his own, and he's nice to kapayim and he makes a bracha, even though there's not mechuyav lalus, the fimash akos of leil lusif beis.
Balamar says,
that there's no chiyav of duchening in the situation. Come on, come on, das, come on, rav. So for sure in that situation they'd be making a bracha. And the shita was halted to a bottle. So we have three shitas. It's not a mitzvah at all. It's just you're allowed to. It's mechid the bottle. It's a chid the rice. The maestro would make a bracha. Okay, you're out. Sif Yudal, Kishamachzirim, the name Kapi Om. They turn back, and then they say, Ashmavar Mashir to the Shuttle, the Shuttle Shalaram, Sivan Lavarakas, I'm all you see, I'll be out.
So according to the Shulchan Aruch, they turn around and they said the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah of cotton man. So we say a Pnei'im. V'yesh v'shonim shitzirilu. The bracha zuma bracha and cut of shemachzirim Pnei'im. They make the bracha of a shir kiddush shalom b'tusha shal arah facing the Aron. Then they turn around. And so what we do is we fulfill both of them. That is a skill of bracha boich shepneim klapia heichul. V'shach a bracha machzirim Pnei'im klapia omer germen. In the middle of the bracha, they turn around and face the tzibur. So our minig is that Asher Kiddush Arun B'Tushas Shal Arun, they say still facing the Arun. B'Tzibonu, they turn around. B'Tzibonu L'Brechas Omer Yisob B'Yavu, by the word B'Tzibonu, they turn around. One thing is important though, we should try and get the Kahanim up there to all do the same thing. So in the Karn Makarba, they turn around before the bracha. According to the other Mishnah, they turn around after they finish the bracha. According to the Harminig, they turn around with Tzibon. Some of the minute they turn around with the word Ba'avo, you know, but whatever it is, just reverse side, please coordinate. Because that'll be confusing to the tzibur. Okay, so they make a bracha, a shir ki d'shon b'dusha shal arun.
Did they ever really plan this out before?
They do something.
I'm out of clients. I don't know. Do they really?
I give you one example. Common issue.
Sometimes they sing two different songs too, as I've seen.
Okay, that they don't always coordinate, but also the amount of times you different part. So in the yeshiva we do whatever we do, but usually if they have a client as a guest there, one of the regulars will point out to them this is how we do it over here. So he shouldn't be confused. Mevorkim. So they say
determined when you have to a machlekes to do the compromise and do a little bit of this and a little bit of that instead of asking like one or the other. We don't usually do that. So is there a formula? It's just
well, what's interesting over here is there's the shaila is, the belt says, that a pshar means nobody was happy.
That's what I mean.
So in other words, is the pshar over here, the Shulchan Aruch says you must turn around before you say the bracha.
Right.
So you didn't do that.
Right.
The Shulchan says you're supposed to turn around to the bracha. You didn't do that. So you didn't make anybody happy.
Exactly.
So what's the medaktikim? The medaktikim, why? I'm sure that they're not, you're like nobody.
Right.
That's not dikdum.
So
normally that's what ends up happening. But, but saying over here, the argument that you're supposed to say that you're supposed to turn around beforehand and say it is the most logical argument. This is in the form that you will create to make the bracha. You should make the bracha as such. Right? You don't want it. There shouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha. I guess I make a bracha of brichas and mitzvahs. You're not supposed to be masik. You're supposed to be ready. Right? You don't make a bracha and then pick up the item.
Right.
Right. So the lodge will be you should be facing towards the house. So that's the argument of the sheet in which you turn on beforehand. The Rambam says you turn around. Rambam says you face the other way, and then you turn around.
However,
Rambam, of course, it's not nice enough to give us a reason. Because Rambam very rarely gives reasons, right? That's part of the challenge of the sefer. Is that Rambam just says what it is, doesn't say why. So there's different theories of the Rambam. What his argument is, you send her up in the heichol, and they're brachah to Hashem. They should be facing towards Hashem, etc. Okay, so at some point, if that's the argument, so at some point during the bracha, you can turn around. So the Mechaber's point is that you shouldn't be a hefsek between the end of the bracha and the bracha. The end of the Birchas Mitzvahs and the Birchas Kahana. So that you did. You turned around before the end. From the Rambam, Baruch Hashem, you said facing the right direction. So turning around somewhere along the line, Parshas in this situation would be a way to be Mekayim, at least according to that explanation, to Mekayim both Shittas.
So when did they turn around? When they're saying with Tzivanu?
Yeah, Arminic is sitting around with Tzivanu.
Rabbanu. That's not the only meaning that there is. There are other Minhagim as well. Some they turn around right before the word Bahava. I mean, they basically say the whole bracha of Hashem. Look at him, you're talking to the bracha, and you're saying the bracha. Before they say the word Bahava, they turn around. So they're basically saying the bracha in that direction, and then they turn around. They shouldn't be half the time of the bracha. Mavorkin, Memal. Hanashakulam Mavorkin, Moloshechad Yavorach, Acher Miano Amen. Okay, so the Birchas Amitzvahs, it's not one Kayan says the Birchas Amitzvahs and everybody else says Amen to his bracha, even though theoretically we could do that. We do that many times, right? The Baal Tekiah says bracha and everybody says Amen. The Baal Kari says, so that one of the Kahanim, there's 15 Kahanim up there, one Kayan says real out loud, Hashem Kiddushon, and all of the Kahanim answer Amen. The problem is we don't want the Kahanim to have to focus on his bracha and say Amen, because then they're not ready to, you know, anything we can do to make the Kahanim focus on saying their bracha properly. It's much easier for them to say, we're all each one's saying their bracha and doing the thing, supposed to listen to somebody else. But Mikra did, they could do that. We discussed once Shemei Ka'ar and Birchas Kahanim itself. So that's a focus in the Chas Ishan the Beis Halevi. Shemei Ka'ar and Birchas Amitzus, really weaker than works. So that's so this in the case of you need to do that, you could do that. I just want to point out this bracha, you know, it's an interesting nusach. Asher Kiddushon B'Kiddushos HaShalara and B'Tzivonu. We're not familiar with this nusach of bracha, but the Gemara says the nusach of bracha before the Kahanim would eat truma, they would say Asher Kiddushon. So this nusach Ashik is something Tusha Shalaran was used in other places where the Kahanim would eat Kala. When Kahanim would eat Kala, when they were Tahor and they were able to eat Kala, they would make Ashik in something Shalaran. So it wasn't the only place that they make this bracha. For us, that we don't have the Kahanim doing any of those things. This is the only place that we have it. But it's not the only place that it exists.
So could you not bend? What did they do?
They don't make a bracha. The father makes a bracha. It's a mitzvah on the father. Regards to Shemei Ka'ono on the actual Birchas Kahanim. So this is a famous piece of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, and we'll see later on, there's a lacha that has to be said by Kol Rav. So Shemei Ka'ono, so the Beis Halevi, the pshat is that my act of hearing allows me to use your speech as if I said it, but I didn't say it loud. I said it quietly.
The only problem is,
so I'm not a kind of Kol Rav. So theoretically, you know, you have a situation where we have this great idea. We have yeshiva eitan cats. Eitan cats have beautiful voice, and we have some kind of which their voices were not as beautiful as eitan cats. So one guy says, "Listen, you know, my voice is horrible. I have a great idea. You say out loud, and I'll listen to you with Shemei Ka'ono, and it'll count like you both say." Right, so there's two Kahanim saying, one saying it with Deber, one is saying it with Shemei Ka'ono. So basically, he says it doesn't work because one of the conditions how you say Dukkening Birchas Kahanim is has to be said B'Kol Rav. You do not fulfill Kol Rav when you do that. That's the basic Levi says. Basic Levi in Chumash and Parshas Mikes. The Chazanish responded to that in the Chazanish Arachayim. He says he disagrees. According to Beis Halevi's argument, he's basically saying you don't transfer every element of the Shemei Ka'ono to the Shemei. So he said, well, according to that, when the Balkare is laying from the Megillah from a klav, and I don't have a klav in front of me, how am I going to know the klav? He's reading from a klav, but I'm not reading from a klav. He says Kiddush on the Kais. I'm not saying Kiddush on the Kais. What are we forced to say? That every element of what he's doing belongs to me. So he's reading from a klav. It's as if I read from a klav. I'm using his dibur. It's not that my shmiya has a halacha equivalent to dibur. I'm using his dibur. His dibur was from a klav. His dibur was halacha choice. His dibur was out loud. What's the difference? So why can't the kain be yotze prevent the shmiya kain with by duchening? Because he holds that they could. At least he presents it as a good argument.
Nonetheless.
my logic is saying there's a little bit of a flaw to the reasoning. When someone's being mighty with Kiddush, then basically the Olam is all the same. Kahanim, Levim, Israel, everyone's being Yotzim. But when you're a Kayim and you're being Yotzim with some, first of all, the Jews have to listen to the Brachim to get the Brachim. The Kayim is not acting any different than anybody else, really, except for his hands, but he's not saying the words like a regular, like a Kayim is. So he looks more like, besides, if you don't look at his hands, he's looking more like a Yisrael than a Kayim. It doesn't differentiate.
Right, but you know, the same way if there's a large group over here and only some people are Yotze Kiddush. So whoever's been Yotze Kiddush, there's some people who's not been Yotze. So over here, this tribe has been Yotze Brichus Kahanim through Shmir, and everybody else is not.
Yeah, but he's looking, except for his hands, he looks just like a Yisrael.
I understand. Same.
No, I mean,
but that shouldn't, I don't think that should, I, you're
what
right.
Yisrael does. Yisrael also listens. Because Yisrael can't say the words.
One of my rabbi once said to me, he says, not every difference is enough to mean.
Oh.
Now, there are, you're right, there are differences, right? So, I mean, what you're looking at over here is that the Kayan, I mean, even the Beis Halevi, so his only argument was that Shemei Kayan is a form of Dibur which is done quietly. In other words, the Kiddush of Shemei Kayan is that through the act of hearing, it has to be as if you said something. Through hearing it. So by hearing, like I'm saying, quietly. Because he's just saying that Shemei Kayan, the Pshat is, not that my Shemiah is like I said it, is I'm using your Dibur. I am connecting through my Shemiah.
But that's the problem for Yisrael, if his Shemiah is like saying it, he's not supposed to be saying it.
But he doesn't, he's not having Kavanah to be Yotze.
Oh. Okay.
Fine. Yud Beis. So may being Yudayim Kenegat Kisroy Seyim. So they raise their hands to be parallel with their shoulders. Okay. Shabur will talk about the pasuk for that. The right hand is a little bit higher than the left hand. That's true, whether the kayan is a righty or a lefty. The hands are spread out. The fingers are spread out. They divide the space between the figures. And what they do is they make five spaces, which means they put two fingers together and two fingers together. There's a space between those two fingers and the thumb. Ubain gudul is a space between the two thumbs. And then the same thing on the other hand, you have between the thumb and the two fingers, and between the two fingers and the two fingers. That's five avirim. They put their hands with the palms face down. Okay. Zok de Mishabura. Where does all these inim come from? Being a day. So, and these, you know, these halachas are, this is, you know, basically it's Gemoras. You know, some of them are Gemoras, some of them are Rishonim, but the halacha of being them is a piece of Gemara. The Rebbeinu brought a zoom in Mash to see by Yisar awareness Yadavela Oma Yevorachem. So here it doesn't mention in Parshas Nosoi where Birchus Kahanim is mentioned. It's not the name of Parshas Nosoi, but by Birchus Kahanim it doesn't say anything about Messias Kapayim. But it says Bracha, and it says Bracha by Aaron in Parshas Shmini. By Yisar awareness Es Yadavela Oma Yevorachem. It's over there, it says he raised his hands. So I read the surah and the CS Yadayim. So the hands have to be raised. Okay. By crooks, Huxi Biyadoi.
Now it's written, it's pronounced Yodo, but it's written Yodoi. If there's no the word is chaser, there's no the second yud. Normally you write Yodo, but Yud Dalad Yud Vav. Over here it's written Yud Dalad Vav, so it could be read Yodoi. Therefore, Reb is the Torah like be a Yosu Yodo Echo. One hand has to be raised higher. So we assume in Alocha that one should be higher than the other. Now, so the din of that you have to raise them to shoulder height, that's an ikra din of Gemara. The one hand is higher than the other. That's not my case in the bracha. Yeah, you want to say so? Come on, circle. Zor sheiniach gadol hayamin al gadol asmol shlo yispardu. Shlo yishaber achaloyin. If you put it too high, so they have no shaykh is one to the other. So the distance, the difference, the
and the rift is not.
So the bin and hay cave, we need five spaces. When you support in a rabbi shabbat on your min, the small neksha of klal the aver. So if you put them too far apart, it's not called a space material. It's just like no shaykh, don't do the other. The hands like this.
I'm supposed to touch.
They don't touch, as far as I know. They do it.
Oh, they don't. I thought the two thumbs do not touch.
No, there's supposed to be an arm between the two of them.
Oh, there's supposed to be a space between the two thumbs.
Dr. Katz, am I doing it right? Irving?
Okay, ready?
Yes.
So they're not touching.
If your hands are tired, you can put your thumbs back to the. You can close the space between the words, and for sure between the brachos. It just brings a yeshikos. It doesn't bring any argues. Okay, so where does that come from? These are the tenchum parshas nosoi mashkech menachalo nois. So the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim that the brush is mashkech menachal nois metitz menacharakim. So the Medrash Tanchuma darshens on that. It's referring to b'shastiyas kapayim. So we take that Medrash Tanchuma and we apply it over here that there should be as it were chalonis and charakim.
So what's the dimension of chalonis and charakim?
In the duchening, I'm not sure. In the pshat in the pasuk, I once heard a beautiful pshat. It says, a father sends the child out to play in the front yard. So, but he wants to keep an eye on the child. So he stands by the window when he looks out the window. So anytime the child gets nervous, they look up and they see their father standing by the window, so they feel safe. Let's say the child did something disobedient. The father sends him outside. Right? So the father still cares about his kid. So he closes the shade and he peeks through the crack. So he's still looking. When the child's outside, he doesn't see his father. He just sees the shade. That's the between mashkech manachal nois mitzitz manacharakim. The hashkoch is the same on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's part. On our part, it's not as visible.
So how does that work with the?
So how it applies over here, I'm not sure. But that's how that's pshat in the pasuk. But how Chazal darshing it over here? It sounds like it's saying the multiple lashon tells you that b'shosh apushim kapeyim. So we learn from that there should be the Shmi spaces. I'm not sure that it starts any more specific than that. Now, Mechab Malas is Chamisha. Remez Lazed, Mimad Chsiv, Ha Charakim, Hey Charakim. So we have five spaces. A person can pay him. What's going on? That there should be the hands facing down, the palms facing down. You lift your hands up like this. When a person, when they down with their hands up, they don't down like this. They down like this. They raise their hands like this. So you don't do it like this. You don't do it another way. Okay. Fine. It is. There is an inyan of a person not doing the hecharak and other than during the Seis Kapayim. That dinim, etc. So it's like.
You mean on both hands? Even on one?
No, both. All five. If you do all five hecharakim, when I did, I go like this. Do the full process, unless you're teaching somebody.
Right. With one hand, it's okay, like Star Trek.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I didn't pass. He wasn't. He didn't ask me to shy. I didn't pass the
trip. Yeah, he did. Because me.
Okay.
He would do it with one hand.
Okay. Gimel, your Gimel. Maskilim kahanim lomer yivarechacha. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch holds that the din of being makra starts after the first word. So it's the asher b'tzivanu yivarechacha lomisom be'ahava yivarechacha. Then the chazan is makra. That's how the Shulchan Aruch holds. The chazan only starts being makra, you know. Saying out the words after the first, after your echacha.
We pointed out earlier that the word mishavaya does seem to focus
on the
person.
In Israel, it's not the
Shal
Tzibur that does any of this. Somebody else calls that Kohanim. And what about the Berechacha and all that? Shal Tzibur does that? Not that other guy who just calls Kohanim.
No.
He only calls Kohanim. That's and then he's done.
His role has finished, yes, correct. I mean, as far as I know, okay. Could be there's something. Right. So now, V'yesh Rabban Adik Gam Milas Yerechachov Yikor Asar Shnei Tzibur V'tchilo Chei Noigim B'chom Adin Asayim. So Ramos says no, that we're makrei the word Yerechachov as well. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Kohanim say Yerechachov V'chakach makrei Oysom Shnei Tzibur Mila B'mila. That from that point onwards, the chazan is makra, and the v'heinar makra al kamila. They respond each word, it's word by word. They say word by word, and then they, you know, they're fine. Actually, sign with pasuk rishon. V'alzadim atzibra amen. V'cheinach pasuk sheni. V'cheinach pasuk shlishi. So according to Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah lebrechta moisa ba'ava yivrechcha. Then Hashem mishmerecha yishmerecha amen. So that would be the order. Okay. Zog the Mishabura Mem Zayin. Let's go to Kana. The actual words of the Kana Hashem Karan Loi, the Makrino Le Yiburechacho. I'm not sure why that's different. Okay. Lomi Yiburechacho. So with the Shulchan Aruch, there's no need for the Bimak of the word Yiburechacho. The Mad Makaimel and Shishzorat Lahakris, Isamila Bamila, who live out of Mitabar Rishon. That the Shulchan Aruch holds that the din of being makra word by word doesn't apply to the first word. The bay leka lemitoye. The reason why we're makra to that makra them is because we're not concerned the person making a mistake on the first word. Similar example is by Tekiya Shofar. Right, you know, keeping track of Tekiya, Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiya, you know, we don't want the Baal Tekiya to get confused, and the Makri's job is to announce it. That he doesn't know the first thing is the Tekiya is not Mistab. So it's a very strange thing, right? The first thing which happens is, right, we say the bracha of Ishmael Kol Shofar, we say the bracha of Shechiyonu, everybody answers Amen, and the first thing which happens is the Makri says it's Tekiya. Really? First thing should happen, it should be to get, you should blow it to gear. You made a bracha, do a mitzvah. Right? Start blowing. Good, I understand we have to be makar because we're going to make a mistake. Right? But the chances of the person making a mistake on the first thing is very, very rare. You know, afterwards, you get confused. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. The same thing is true. That and Konami. The Goyen says over there that you're not makar the first time. Because the same way the Shulchan says over here, you're not makar the first tekiah. Just like over here, not makar the first word from the Shulchan Aruch. What's interesting is, I think even in Eretz Yisrael, which they follow the Menorah, and this they don't follow the Menorah. And then they makar the kite even the word Yerecha.
I don't know for sure.
Okay. Something to see more lehem. So why if they makar? So we root it in. The word Amor Lehem. The Shinan, Balam Shachazan, Amor Lehem, Imru. So the Chazan says, say this word, and he tells them what to say. Okay? Okay. So the whole point is that he should say to them that they shouldn't get confused. Well, maybe the Chazal will get confused. They have to, he has a sitter in front of him. So he has to read from, he has to read Metecha Sitter. But it's not Ma'akabiri, and the whole thing is not Ma'akabiri ever. If he didn't do it, they would go right to. Okay.
The underlying principle that's going to
let's hold it here.
All these halachas, right? Underlying principle.